It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Getting kids to think outside of the lunchbox is one of the ideas behind Project Lunch Tray. The Community Kitchen Pittsburgh launched 3 years ago. Project Lunch Tray is now in its second year. There is a very significant event coming up this weekend that relates to Project Lunch Tray. Here to talk about that and the project itself is Tom Samuelson. He's Community Kitchen Pittsburgh's Education and Outreach Manager. Tom Samuelson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
First of all, let's talk about the Community Kitchen Pittsburgh. How did this start and what does it do?
Sure. So Community Kitchen Pittsburgh was pulled together about 3 years ago, and we are a full food service social enterprise. What that means is that we are a nonprofit, but we actually generate 75% of our income through our first food service initiatives. So we have a retail line that's in a lot of local coffee shops called Good to Go. We are a catering company, and we also do institutional meals. So school lunches, after school programs. We're also the food service provider for Mercy Behavioral Health.
And so Project Lunch Tray is a part of this, and this is an education outreach effort that works with kids in schools, and it's not just public schools, but I was, in talking to you just before we went on the air, interested to learn that there's some private schools involved, charter schools, and even a juvenile detention center.
That's correct. So really the only qualifier for being a school that participates in Project Lunch Tray is that you have at least one dedicated faculty member who's interested in spending a lot of time with the kids and making sure that they can, you know, get the kids excited about food and stick with us through the program. It's not necessarily an easy task. And when I go into schools, or whether it's the Juvenile Justice Center, private, public, charter, whoever it is, there's usually one teacher or a handful of teachers who's really excited and ready to put in the extra work with the kids.
And what does that work entail? What are they doing?
Sure. So in the second year of the program, we're going from 7 schools last year to 15 schools this year. And so the schools that participated last year have been given a lot more agency to kind of take on the program for themselves. We have what we call an 8.5 lesson curriculum that went out to the schools that are either experienced or already have dedicated culinary programming. And then for those schools that are new and may not do much in the way of culinary programs, myself or my coworker will actually go out and we do the food education on site in the schools with the kids.
So it's teaching kids to prepare food.
Yeah, we start day one. I bring a big roll full of huge, very real chef's knives, and we get to work. Generally, day one, we make a big fruit salad, and then we talk about, you know, was that a difficult process? No, not really. We put together a fruit salad together, and a big part of it is to make healthy food accessible to any kids who live in greater Pittsburgh. There's sort of this myth where healthy food is reserved for those of us who can afford it, but the reality is that, you know, when we make that fruit salad that first day to learn our knife safety and our knife skills, we reflect and think, you know, pound for pound, this is much cheaper than going down to the Sunoco and getting, you know, a bag of Doritos and you can, you know, feed all your friends.
Do kids, are there a lot of kids interested in this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we last year we had 30 kids at 7 schools because we didn't quite know what we were doing. We just kind of made it up along the way. And so we limited it to 4 kids per school who were able to participate. This year we kind of took the cap off of that. So we have cooking clubs that we work with as many as, you know, 20, 30 kids in them. And the only restriction is that this Saturday, February 27th at Smallman Galley, we can only allow so many kids in that kitchen, those kitchens, just because of size of the facility and, you know, food safety. But yeah, there are a ton of kids. We have nearly 200 kids involved this year, and we're looking forward to expanding it next year.
And once you get past the fruit salad, then, then what are they making?
So the point of the program, Project Lunch Tray, is actually we pair the junior chefs, as we call them, with chef mentors. That can be super famous, internationally known chefs like Dan Justy, who's coming here from Washington, D.C., by way of Noma in Copenhagen. He's starting a new food service company called Brigade here in the States. I won't say all the way down, because my personal favorite is a biology teacher, you know, in Munn Hall, who's taking this whole thing on his own. And so we pair chef mentors with our junior chefs and task them actually to create a national school lunch program compliant school lunch menu. But it has to be delicious. It has to be kid-friendly. It has to be cost-effective. So no matter how fancy you are as a chef, you still need to do this thing for less than $2 per plate because no school is really going to pay more than that. And then it also has to be scalable. So something that a food service employee in a cafeteria would be willing to do the work to serve their kids.
And is that what's happening?
That is exactly what's happening. I won't give away any details for what the kids are putting together this year, because it is the kids that put it together. Right. They give their ideas to their chefs, and then they kind of chef it up and come up with specific recipes. Last year, the winning school actually put together a deconstructed chicken cordon bleu was the focus of their lunch, and that
sounds
was
good to me.
It was delicious, and they actually worked with their algebra teacher. So it's really it's a super accessible program where if you put the work in and you're interested in food, you're going to do pretty well.
Who knew the algebra teacher would have some expertise?
Yeah, there you go.
We're talking with Tom Samuelson. He is the Community Kitchen Pittsburgh Education and Outreach Manager, Project Lunch Tray, and the Junior Chef Competition, which is taking place on Saturday at Smallman Gallery in the Strip District. So I want to make sure we get all the details in about what exactly is going to happen that ties in with this event.
Sure. So this Saturday is our first major event, Saturday, February 27th, and we'll be there from 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. Thank you again to the folks at Smallman Galley who are giving us their space for the day. We couldn't do it without them. And we'll have 15 groups of kids going in. They each get a two-hour window to prepare their school lunch from scratch with their chefs. And it'll be a judged competition where we have, you know, local foodie types and bloggers who are going to be coming in. And there will be public free tastings for anybody who wants to stop by.
And as part of this, to get kids to think about eating healthier, I mean, clearly, when you talk about eating a fruit salad instead of going down to the convenience store to buy chips, that clearly is an intention of yours. But, you know, is there changing the perception of the school lunch from what we, you know, what you and I might have experienced growing up with, you know, the very well-intended lunch ladies serving up shepherd's pie or Yankee bean stew or whatever it was. And, you know, there'd be something sweet for dessert. And so it may not have been the most healthy thing.
Sure.
But, you know, it sustained you for the rest of the day. But clearly you're trying to go beyond that.
We are. And I think that there are enough folks right now who have enough negative things to say about school lunches. You know, that's a hot topic. That's something that people like to talk about.
It's an easy target.
Exactly. It certainly is, especially when, you know, you have kids who have their smartphones and they're able to take pictures of their gray plates and so on and so forth. But what we really want to do is celebrate what people are doing. You know, we all know that budgets are tight, time is even tighter, and there are people who are doing really magnificent work with extremely limited resources, whether it's, you know, school food service employees or the teacher who is, no joke, like taking the time to drive every child home because cooking class went longer than the activity buses want to stick around. People who are really doing a lot of good work. And we want to celebrate that more than wagging fingers at folks who are already on pretty tight budgets.
Well, it sounds like an interesting competition and an interesting event. And in 10 seconds, what does the winner receive on Saturday?
So the finals take place on March 19th at the Farm to Table Conference. And the winners win a whole bunch of money for healthy food programming at their schools.
That sounds great. We've been talking with Tom Samuelson. He is Community Kitchen Pittsburgh's Education and Outreach Manager about Project Lunch Tray. Tom, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Tomorrow, U.S. Senator Bob Casey talks about his trip to the Middle East. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.